Last year we did Parshas Noach. We were talking about whether you're allowed to feed your animals before you eat before you feed your animals. But someone told me no one has animals anymore, so that's not relevant. So instead, I figured we'd speak about something a little bit more relevant. We're going to talk about the halachas of suicide. Now, first thing is you have to know that no one should commit suicide. That's the first thing that is important to know about this shiur. But the question is, why is there, what's going on over here? And are there situations that a person can actually take his own life? And I strongly advise that you do not do that. But there might be cases when people did and it was okay, we'll see. It goes as follows. The pasuk is talking about, after Noach got out of the teva, Hashem says, you are allowed to take a life, the life of an animal. You're allowed to eat animals, fish, birds, and even behemoths, you're allowed to eat them. Now, I believe I saw, maybe anyone here can help me if they remember this, I have to try to bring it back, that before, Adam realized that Adam was better than an animal. So Hashem didn't have to give us the ability, the license to eat them, we'll just eat regular vegetables, that's fine. But now when Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, and Pearson got to such a low level, so Pearson felt like, I'm just like a walking animal. And there are people out there, there are pacifists that are into animal rights, and like they're like, do you have to be nice to people? Yeah, people are animals too. It's like, you got to be nice to animals also. It's like, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a point that we eat animals because we are not just animals. We are above, animals eat grass because animals are not grass, and we eat animals because we're not animals. But, the Pasuk says, I will not demand from you the blood of an animal, but the blood of your own soul I will. And the pasuk says, "Ach esdimachem linafshoyseichem edroish." And not only your own blood, but someone else's blood. You can't kill yourself. Can't kill someone else. From here, we see a person is not allowed to kill himself. A person is not allowed to kill himself. Now, it's a very interesting drasha. The Medrash Rabbah says, "I might think even kishol, even like the case of shol." Tamomer ach, which means there are times when you are. It seems from the Medrash. Are allowed to kill yourself. We got to figure that out. Can you? When can you? And who can do that? The story of Shaul. Shaul was the king. And Shaul, the ending was bitter. Shaul HaMelech was in war. He was losing the battle. He saw that it was coming to an end. So he had next to him the person in charge of his, what do we call him? His swords, and said, unsheath your sword. And kill me. He told the guy, kill me. He said, I can't do that. You're my king. So he said, okay. He took the sword out. And Shaul HaMelech fell on the sword. And basically, what did he do? He killed himself. Now, interesting, the person that was there with him, the Noisa Caleb, the one carrying all of his weapons, was standing next to him, saw that Shaul killed himself. And what did he do? Kill himself also. So, this is the story, my friend. Apparently, well, by the way, we're going to see there's numerous mefarshim that said that Shaul did the wrong thing. It was under duress. And maybe Shaul HaMelech, maybe it wasn't the right thing. The Medrash seems to say it did do the right thing. Other mefarshim are going to explain maybe why. But is it, when and is it permissible for a person to take his own life? And the other question is going to be, can anyone assist someone else in suicide? There are stories that had happened. For example, it's a very famous story on a mountain down south. There was a fortress called Masada, and the people that were there realized that they were going to be overtaken, and what did they all do? They killed each other. So they basically assisted each other in suicide. Can a person assist someone in suicide? What's that called? What was the word? Euthanasia? Can you do that? So, Rabbi Isai, we're going to start with such a beautiful chakira. Listen here. Listen here, and listen carefully to my chakira. I want you to get the nuance. Are you allowed to kill someone else? No. What are you over if you kill someone else? Anyone know what it's called? It would be up there. Ritzit loy sir tzach. That is one of the biggies. Are you allowed to kill yourself? No. Yesh lachkor. Are you over on lo sirtzach? It's going to make a difference. Are you over on lo sirtzach? In other words, the pasuk here is telling us, not only allowed to kill someone else, you're also not allowed to kill yourself. Does the pasuk mean to say that you are included in Lo Sirtzach. Don't spill someone else's blood or your own blood, or don't kill someone else. It's kind of like, don't steal someone's life. But don't kill yourself. It might be a different Isser, like Baltashchis or something. But to take something from someone else is to violate his rights. The Isser of Lo Sirtzach has been Adam LaMakom and Adam LaChaveroi. Ben al machaveroi. Is there an isser of ben al machaveroi of killing yourself? Not so sure, right? So maybe the isser of suicide is a different thing. Maybe it's usser, but maybe it's not the identical isser. I'll show you where there's a nafkamina. Nafkamina is as follows. I can make it a little bit more like fantastic or maybe a little more practical. Let's say someone kills himself. By tchias hamesim. Does Bezdin have to kill him? Why? It's Chayv Misa. He killed somebody. By Tchias HaMesim, is Bezdin going to have to kill him? I have a better question. Let's say someone punctures someone's heart. Now that person is a ticking time bomb. He will die. He's not dead yet, but he's going to die. We know someone punctured his heart. What do you do to that person that punctured his heart? What do you do to him? What? Someone punctured someone else's heart intentionally. He killed somebody. He's the walking dead. This other person's a treifa. You killed someone, you're chayev misa. What happens if a person punctures his own heart? He's not dead. Not dead yet. On purpose. Is he chayev misa? He just killed himself. He just killed himself. So if you tell me he's over on Lo Sirtzach, what's the punishment for killing someone? We kill you. So if you killed yourself, we kill you. Well, how do you kill you if you killed yourself? The answer is he made himself a... Well, where's this case? This comes up. He rings it. The Shilas and Chuvas Halochois Kitanois. Rosh Weiss brings it. It's not on the... I have it over here. I didn't give it out. It's one of those things I saved in my back pocket. This is the question. Someone makes himself a treifa. Is he now chayev misa? Now Bezdin will have to kill him. What? What do you mean?
You can't be
chayev to... He's chayev one misa. He killed someone. He killed himself.
We're saying over here, you're not going to be chayev else.
What do you mean? Reuven kills Shimon. Is Reuven now chayev misa? Yes. Reuven kills Reuven. Is Reuven chayev misa? Yes. Anyway, but he's not. He's the walking dead. He's a treifa. So assuming that Bezdin can find a way to kill a treifa, so he's going to be chayev misa. The fact that he killed himself is not coming around. Coming around is the only way Bezdin kills you in one way. You're saying it's coming around because you killed yourself. You can't kill yourself again. That's not coming around. That's if Bezdin kills you with skila, Bezdin is not going to give you another einish. But someone who makes himself a treifa, as the shayel and shuvas lochas kitanos, should be chayev misa. The choyer is going to be telling you an archakira, my friends. If you say lo sirtzach, is the iser that the killing yourself you're over on lo sirtzach in a chanami. But if you say lo sirtzach, you're not over. You're over something else. That there's a new pasuk. The pasuk says, ach es dimachem anav shosechem edrosh. You have to take care of yourself. And this is like not taking. Different thing. Okay. So it's less false. Here it goes, my friends. Yeah. Thus. Of course you gain something. You get, because now Reuven won't kill Shimon. Reuven just killed Reuven. What? Reuven might kill Shimon. What? So what? But he's walking around. He can still kill someone else. I don't know. I'd be pretty afraid of Reuven right now. He's got nothing to lose. He's anyway going to die. If Reuven killed somebody, we have to kill Reuven to make sure he doesn't kill someone else.
When does that process take place?
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's hold on. We got a lot more to do. You're going to have to think about it, okay? Over the chant. Akupana Rabbi Yisai says as follows. I think it might depend on the following thing. Shez the Shilas and Chuvas Rimigash. Listen to this. The Shilas and Chuvas Rimigash says, if someone walks into Bezdin and says, I want to tell you the truth. I owe Reuven $100. Or I owe Shimon $100. I'm moide. Do we make him pay? What's that called? Hoidos baldin. Hoidos baldin kemeid. Let's say a person walks into Beis Din and says, I want to tell you the truth. I was Mechalel Shabbos. I'm Chayiv Misa. Do we kill him? No. Why not? Says the Rimigash. Hatoira loy hitira le'odam sheyitzayir atzmoy. Vein hefrish ben mi shemetzayir atzmoy u'shemim etzemetzayir chaveiroy. There's no difference if you're metzayir yourself or you're metzayir someone else. Money, you can burn your own money. Money, it's, you can do whatever you want with it. You can give it away. You can do whatever you want with your money. But with your, but to be metzayir yourself, a person does not own himself. He does not own himself. You can't do that. So I can walk into business and say, listen, I have $100. I'm my debt. It's my money. I can say whatever I want. But you don't own your nefesh. You don't own your nefesh. So if you kill someone else or you kill yourself, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have the right to do that. You're a roitzeach. Not only that, says the Chovos HaBavos, listen to this. It's a pella. Chovos HaBavos says, if you kill someone else, you're going to get punished. If you kill a family member, it's even worse. You know what's the worst, says the Chovos HaBavos? You know what's the worst? If you kill yourself. That's the worst.
I kill your nefesh, killing your body. So
you're taking your nefesh out of this world. That's what it means, killing your nefesh. You're sending it out of this world. That's the worst. So according to this, it seems like the Chovos HaBavos is saying, you have a din of a roitzeach. Now, there's an interesting halacha. When it comes to a person that commits suicide, the way that we deal with him afterwards is different than a regular person that dies. A regular person that dies, so we sit shiva, we have the regular type of the kvura and all of the halachas of avelus. A person who kills himself doesn't have that. Now, listen to this interesting shaila of the Shaul Meshev. What happens if a person puts himself into a ridiculous sakana? Okay? For example, let's say someone decides that he wants to go into East Jerusalem and start up with some of the Arabs over there. He decides that's what he wants to do. He's in the mood to do that. He basically is asking for trouble.
So Shaul also went to war.
Well, he didn't really have much of a choice over there. He's asking for trouble. He went into a dangerous situation. Says the Shaul Meshev, Pella Otsum, he is considered someone who committed suicide.
Only if he dies, though.
If he dies. No, there's a very interesting shaila which came up. This is a very fascinating shaila. I should have asked this one first. Shaila, what happens if a person tries to commit suicide and it doesn't work? Do you have to kill him because he's a rotzeach? Rav Moshe Weiss actually brings someone that says maybe you should have to kill him because he tried killing himself. So he says, I don't get what the question. What does that mean? It didn't work. So like what? So he says, yeah, but maybe if he was matzil derech nes, then he really did die, but he didn't because he should have. So he killed himself, but he didn't. So then maybe now Beis Din has to kill him. I was like, yeah, it's a little bit much. He said it's a little bit much. But a kitzur, let's say a person, the point is like this, Max, a person does something crazy. Like he goes into Arab territory for no reason at all and just starts up with the Arabs and then Rahman al-Itzlan, he gets killed. Do you sit shiva for a person? Says the Shaul Meshev, no. They're giving it at suicide. It's a suicide mission for no purpose. Now there are people that do suicide missions because they're part of an army. It's much more complicated. The army has its own set of rules. But as far as a person who's just going in for like just for kicks, because he likes to do crazy things, you have to take care of yourself. So apparently Shaul Meshev is learning it's not a din of ritzicha. He didn't kill himself. Right? He didn't kill him. Someone else killed him. He put himself in a dangerous situation. And apparently from the Shaul Meshev, the isser of suicide is your life has to be valuable. Value your life. If you don't value your life, so then that's like suicide. A person says, my life, there's no point in me living. A person that's willing to walk into a crazy, dangerous situation is basically committing suicide. Your life isn't worth enough to that you should be careful. He's not a rotzeach. He didn't kill himself. So I have two different understandings of what suicide is. Either suicide is you murdered. You can murder your friend, you can murder yourself. It's nothing to do with about your life over anyone else's life. You can't murder. So if you drive your friend into a dangerous place and leave him there, I would say it's a very not nice thing to do. But are you a rotzeach? No, you didn't kill anybody. The Arabs killed him. You're a dirty, rotten scoundrel, maybe, but it's not a... So if Ritzicha means killing, then you didn't kill. But if Ritzicha just means that a person has to have value for his life, and by when a person kills himself, he says, look, my life has no point anyway. There's no point. So then, if a person puts himself in a dangerous situation, he's also, says the Shalom Eshev, he killed himself. That's considered, he's like, he committed suicide. And you don't... Yeah.
What would we say about a case where a guy
that
kills himself, like a taking time out, then somebody else kills him?
What again? What a person?
He basically killed himself.
Okay, so he just
killed
himself.
Dying, but somebody else shoots him to actually kill him.
What's your question? He did suicide, and then someone killed him. Okay, but that's still called committing suicide. He did die. Now, logically, he's basically dead, but he's dying again. There's two different types of mises, whatever what exactly it is. Yeah. You might have put him in a very bad situation, but you're at most a goyrim. You're at most a goyrim. Now there's two different places. If you put him in a place where it's impossible for him to live, that might be more than that. But driving him to a dangerous place is not. He could, theory, come out alive. He could, but it's dangerous. It's you're not a rotzeach. No. You're a dirty, rotten scoundrel. Not you, but some of you would never do that. Someone who does that is a dirty, rotten scoundrel. But he's not a roitseach. A roitseach is someone that killed someone. You have to kill someone in order to do it. You have to actually kill him. The Rambam says, in order to be a roitseach, you have to kill someone with your hands. You didn't kill him.
Someone killed Mrs. Bezdin. Do you mourn him?
No. Mrs. Bezdin? I don't remember. That's great. Okay, here goes Rabbi Sai. Let's get down to some of the nafkaminas as follows. So Shaul HaMelech did it. Shaul HaMelech killed himself. How is he allowed to do that? That is the question. So there's two different pshatim here in the Achronim. One thing we said is some Achronim take the stance that maybe Shaul HaMelech made a mistake. And everyone's human, right? He's a human being. It's possible in theory Shaul HaMelech made a mistake. But the Shach and the Bach say no. Shaul HaMelech was allowed to do that for what reason? He was allowed to do it because he was afraid that they were going to torture him. Listen to this carefully. He was afraid they were going to torture him. And then, in the course of the torture, they were going to try to get him to do Averus. Now, Shaul HaMelech did not want to do Averus. So because he was afraid of that happening, he took his life prematurely. What was it about, says the Bach and the Shach? He was afraid sheyavireu al hadas. They were going to cause him to go to do Averus. And the Ralbag and the Radak say a different pshat. The pshat of the Ralbag and the Radak is as follows. They say that Shaul HaMelech was afraid of the cruel torment that the goyim were going to do to him. It wasn't more than just the fact that he here comes the enemy, they're gonna torture me, and he didn't want to go through the torture. So it's not a question of that he didn't want averus to happen later. He just didn't want to go through this pain and suffering that's going to happen. If they're going to catch me, they're going to put me through so much suffering. I don't want to do that. So therefore, he just wanted to die a swift and less painful death. That's what it seems like from the Rabag and the Radak. So it's a machloikas. It seems like it's phallus. According to the pshat of the Shach and the Bach, the Shach and the Bach, the reason is because he doesn't want to do Averus later. According to the pshat of the Ralbag, he's just afraid of the pain that's coming later. So it seems to be two different mahalchim. It's all, according to the Rabag and the Radak, I suggest the pshat is as follows. Shaul said, I'm dying either way. I'm basically my life is over. Should I die through tremendous pain and suffering, or should I die through a swift and less painful death? So therefore he chose one or the other. He feels like anyway he's dying. According to the pshat, the Shach and the Bach, it's because he doesn't want to do Averis. He's afraid he's going to do Averis. Wonder, what about if he didn't even think he was going to die? He's just going to be a prisoner of war the rest of his life. Is a person allowed to take his life? He's not going to die just because he's going to end up doing Averis. Now again, this is something that I would never suggest anyone to do, but it seems like there was a shaila about this. This happened. There was a story with a Rav who was killing kids. It's a crazy story. He was killing kids. And he was killing children because it was Shas HaShmad. And he was afraid that they weren't going to go off the derech. And there's another Rav there and said, you can't do that. He said, I could do that. Look at what happened with Shaul HaMelech. Well, what was the reason for Shaul HaMelech? Was Shaul HaMelech the reason because he was afraid he was going to do Averis, or he knew he was dying anyway? The Rav says, you can't do that. And the Rav says, listen, if I'm right and you killed all these kids and you weren't supposed to kill them, something really horrific should happen to you. And that's what happened. What happened was this Rav, he was caught by the authorities and they ripped his skin off and they put sand between his skin and his flesh, and he was in this very gross, grotesque way of dying, whatever it was. And that's what happened. So the point is like this. It's not so clear, or it seems, well, if you bring a ride from this Maisa, that for a person to kill someone just because he's afraid of doing Averas later is not necessarily okay. However, if a person knows he's dying anyway, then perhaps if he's afraid of the Yisurin from later, it's almost like he's an oinus, he's allowed to kill himself. The question is as follows. There's a story about Rab Chanina ben Tradyon. Rab Chanina ben Tradyon was one of the Eser Arugei Malchus. There was one of the 10 people was killed. And he was killed for, as a kapur for Klal Yisrael, for the Shvatim, because they sold Yosef. And he was killed also in a very, very painful way. He was wrapped up in a Sefer Torah, and they also put these like gauze pads on his heart in order that he should stay alive longer. So he should burn. He was burning, his body was burning, and he was still alive. And his Talmidim were there witnessing this, and it was agonizing. They said to him, why don't you open up your mouth and inhale the fumes so you'll die faster? And I said, no. Hashem gave me life, Hashem will take my life. I'm not taking my own life. Shaul HaMelech took his own life. Hanina ben Tradyon was okay. He's not taking his life. Apparently, he wasn't afraid of the pain. Maybe he was dying al Kiddush Hashem. The Merami Wittenberg says there is no pain when you die al Kiddush Hashem. He was not afraid. But this is where it gets strange. There was an executioner who was there, who was watching this whole story unfold. And he said to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon, if I jump in to the fire and I remove the gauze pit from your heart and I get you to die faster, will you bring me to Olam Haba? Chanina ben Tradyon said, yes. In other words, he told him, you can do it, even though Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon wouldn't do it himself. So I don't get it. Ask the Marsha, I don't get it. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon wouldn't open his mouth. Why not? Because he's not going to, even though he knows he's going to die anyway, but he's not going to speed up his death. Anything that's going to get him to die earlier, he says, I can't do that. Hashem is the one who gave me life. Hashem will take my life. If a person would be petrified from the pain or from the torture, maybe, but he doesn't have that over here. So he's not going to do that. So how can he tell the executioner to jump in to make his life end earlier? How could he do that? Says the Maharsha, Because that guy was a guy. Guy's allowed to do it. What's the pshat? That's what he says. Guy's allowed to do it. Frecht minchas asher b'shevayis. He says, I don't get it. The guy has seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach. What's one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach? Not to kill. So I don't get it. Why is a guy any different? Why is there a difference between a guy and a yid? So he therefore goes on a different goes on a different angle, a different mahalach. However, perhaps we can suggest as follows. Yeah.
Could it be that it's not a direct act of killing, just removing the gauze pads? It's like a shield.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's good. That's interesting.
Die anyway,
right.
Right. Let's just set it up.
Yeah. But so this question is: there a problem with doing that?
With speeding up.
Yeah.
He was going to die.
That's true. So is there a problem with speeding up the death? This is the shiloh. So I'd like to suggest the following thing to go, because apparently Rav Chinim Acharya wouldn't do it himself. He wouldn't do it himself, so why someone else allowed to do it? So says the Rashi, because he's a guy. What does it make? He's a guy. A yid is not allowed to kill, and a guy is not allowed to kill.
He's just speeding it up.
So, but why wouldn't he do it himself?
There's a difference. Obviously, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
There's a difference when it comes to killing between a guy and a Jew.
So why is there a difference when speeding up when it comes to a guy and a Jew, and not killing when it comes to a Jew? What exactly is the difference? So I was thinking perhaps, and this is a little. Okay, that's something else, right? Who mentioned that? Was that you mentioned that over here also? No. There might be that if the guy already killed him, because he's the person who already did it, so he can't make him chayav for doing the same thing twice. So he already, that's interesting. Kopana, I want to suggest the following thing. I want to say you saw him with this one. Perhaps there's a difference between the isra of a yid to kill and the isra of a goy to kill. Say over here a yisoid. Don't know if you could prove this all the way through. Why is a goy have shavu mitzvahs b'nei noach? The reason a goy has shavu mitzvahs b'nei noach, the Rambam, Joshua Saran, seem to say is because the goy society has to function in like a normal way. It's not about refining a person's character. It's just about that we can't have the result of these actions. If people are stealing, so then the world's not going to function normally. You can't have a normal society. By a yid, when you steal, the mice of stealing makes me a worse person. I need to refine my character. So the mice of gzela is the problem. By a goy, the result of the gzela is a problem. So for example, let's say I steal as a joke. The Ram says it's usser. I think that's only isser for a yid. For a goy, if you're not stealing anything, it's just a joke, okay, it's not a problem. When it comes to ritzicha, a yid is not allowed to do a maisa ritzicha. You're not allowed to take someone's life. It's not a refined thing to do. By a goy, the problem is we can't have people just killing people. Our problem is the result. What happens if someone's already dead? He's dead. It's just a question of, like, of being mekarev misasa. So for a yid, the maisa, you're taking, if someone is alive right now and you are putting them to death, the maisa is an act of achzarius. We don't want you to do that maisa ritzicha. So Chinchai is not doing it. I'm not taking my life. I'm not doing it. But for a guy, he's dying anyway. So is there anything? Is their society going to like fall apart because a guy assisted a person who is anyway going to die? Perhaps for a guy you don't have that same issue. So the mitzvahs of a yid, the mitzvahs of a guy, even though some of them seem to be identical, yid's not allowed to steal, guy's not allowed to steal. Maybe they're very different. A yid's not allowed to do the mitzvah of stealing because it's bad for me. A goy's not allowed to steal because it's bad for society. A yid's not allowed to kill, and a goy's not allowed to kill. Why is a yid not allowed to kill? Yid's not allowed to kill because it's because of the meiser tzicha. A goy's not allowed to kill because it's bad for society. Perhaps. This will explain other nafkaminas between a yid and a goy in certain areas. For example, a goy, if I'm not mistaken, is chayiv, even if you kill with a grumma. Grumma means I didn't really do it. I caused it to happen. So for a yid, I didn't do the ma'aser ritzicha, the goy, but I got the result is that I'm causing people to be dying. Anyway, this is perhaps an afkamin. This is just go over what we spoke about. It says over here in the pasuk that there's an issa for a person to commit suicide. Is that an issa ritzicha, or is that just an issa of suicide? And it's a different, similar but not the same. Nafkamin is what happens if a person makes himself a treif. Is he chayev misa? Is he a roitzeach, or is he just someone that did a different avera? So we spoke about that. Perhaps it depends. Do I own myself? Apparently, it seems like from some of the mefarshim that a person doesn't own himself. Cholos Avodah says you're more accountable for killing yourself than for killing someone else. However, the way we learn from the Sholem Eshev seems to say the Isser Roitzeach is just a person not having value for his life. It's not the Maiser Ritzil. The Isser of suicide is not having. You're not careful with your life. So therefore, if you put yourself in a dangerous situation, you're also called that you committed suicide. I see suicide is not the ma'aser ritzicha, it's just the fact that I don't value my life enough. That seems to be the two pshatim. Then we spoke about two pshatim in why it was that Shaul HaMelech was able to kill himself under these situations. Was it because Shaul HaMelech was afraid that he's going to do averas later, and therefore he was able to kill himself now? Or is it because he's just afraid of the pain and the torture? That might depend on whether there's an Issa Ritzicha or not. If there's an Issa Ritzicha, you can't kill someone just because they're going to do averas later. Could be that it's only because I'll call upon him, and then we discuss the shaila of what about the case of Chanina ben Trajan? Why was it that he allowed the goy to be makar of misasai, and he wouldn't kill himself? Perhaps a goy, the iser is the meiser etzicha, and if someone already is in a situation where he's going to die anyway, it's just a question of getting to die earlier. The goy would not be held accountable, but a yid would. That's it for tonight. Yashar koyach for listening.